Well, good evening, everyone. Happy beginning of the week, kind of, sort of. I am Pam Stack, your host, and you're listening to Authors on the Air. We are proud to be part of the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. Tonight, this is it. It's a bucket list moment for me. I've been broadcasting for 4 years. I've spoken to over 2,000 authors, and there's no one that I've wanted to speak to more than my guest tonight. International best-selling author Joel Shalvitz. I'm jumping right in. Joel, welcome to the show. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
here.
Me.
I'm so glad you're here. We chatted a little bit before the show went live, and I was telling Joel about how I went to the library with my old lady shopping cart and got all her books before I was able to get books all the time. Congratulations on all your successes. I'm gobsmacked right now. I almost can't even speak. So we're talking about your books that are coming out because you are such a prolific writer. I want to ask you, first of all, Joel, how many books have you written? Do you know?
Shoot, I knew you were going to ask me that. And I should have, I have to be honest, I do not know. I really sincerely do not know.
It's over 100 books, I know that.
It might be, yeah.
Can I tell you that the Animal Magnetism novels are some of my favorite? They really are.
I love putting animals in books. And, you know, when I first started doing that, no one else was doing it, and I was worried about that. But I just really enjoyed talking about cats and dogs. That was just a really great way to do it, set it up around the Animal Center.
But your family also, well, I don't know if it's you and your husband necessarily, but your kids like to foster animals too. And I know that you're an animal lover. So you've always got animals in and out of your house all the time, don't you?
Always, always. All of our animals have always been rescued. And my oldest daughter is the foster mama. She fosters puppies and kittens until they're of weight and can be adopted.
What a great thing. I mean, that's speaks to someone's personality.
It's the sweetest thing ever. And, you know, it sounds like a cute, fun thing to do, but it's a lot of work.
She has to
support these babies out of her own pocket. You know, she has to buy the food and the kitty litter and their bedding and all that. And it's just a really great thing to watch her do. It's amazing.
Are you aligned or affiliated or approve of or recommend any particular rescue organization where you live?
Well, she works through the San Francisco SPCA, and they're a great organization. And, you know, every town hopefully has a non-kill shelter that you can help support. And they need
it. So she's at the San Francisco one. So we're going to put out word that donations should go to the Shalva's daughter.
Yes, that's fine. Or just go support your own local SPCA. They all need help.
Okay, that's what we're going to do then. We're going to put out word in honor of your daughter, who is such a great rescue mama. It's our pleasure.
That'll mean a lot to
me. Let's talk about what we really need to talk about.
Okay.
We're talking about Cedar Ridge novels right now because I adore those books. I have been lucky enough to be a power reader for NetGalley, so I get all of your books ahead of time. And then once they're out, I go to I go to Target and buy them too.
Thank you.
Because they're so good. I have literally a box, a crate of Joel Shalvitz books that I love so much and I can't get rid of them.
Send me a picture of that so I can put it up on Facebook.
I will. I'll send you a photo. Yes, and it's one of those big, you know, Rubbermaid crates that you store things in.
Nice.
And I have acid-free paper between all the books. I'm just disintegrate. Some people collect priceless objets d'art. I collect books of my favorite authors.
Me too.
Do you?
And yes, so I'm a huge reader.
Oh, good. I'm so glad. Who do you like to read, Joel?
Well, I will read anything. I love all genres. I love fiction. I love nonfiction. I mean, I'll read the back of a cereal box if that's what's in front of me.
Oh, my God. That's what I did, too. Let me ask you this. What are you reading now?
I'm reading myself right now. I'm on the last past pages of a book that's going to come out next year, and I'm doing the final read-through for Mistakes.
Wow. Wow. You know, traditionally, you wrote in what we considered contemporary romance when you first got started. But more and more, I look at your books as being women's fiction. Is that right or wrong?
Well, I think it's true. I mean, it used to be I wrote for Harlequin and Silhouette, and that was considered category romance, and it was, you know, boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl, and I loved doing that, but I yearned to write a bigger story, so I slowly started doing that for other publishers, which is what I'm doing now, but I think the story gets bigger each time. There's still always a central love story. There's always going to be happy ever after, but there's more story, more to my books now than there used to be.
Sure, because you're bringing in your female protagonist, or even if she's an antagonist in the beginning, you're bringing in her friends, you're bringing in the male character's friends. There's a lot of family involved. And,
there's a lot of family, but some of my favorite things that I do, especially with the Cedar Ridge, but I had a book out last week called Nobody But You, and most of my favorite parts of the books I write are the bromances. Between the hero and his brother, or the hero and his best friend, or whatever it is, I really enjoy bringing that into the story.
Yes, I think that's
really
important.
And in this case, in Nobody But You, we have Jacob who's coming home from war. He hasn't been home in 10 years. He has a twin brother that he has to reconnect with, and that wasn't an easy thing for him to do, and that was fun to write.
I love that story, by the way. I love that story. I think it's such a sweet story. And I like that it's a fresh story. I've never seen a story like this before. So just in case folks don't know, the Cedar Ridge there are three books in Cedar Ridge. The first one has been out for a while, and that book is called
Second Chance Summer. Yeah.
Right, and then the next one is My Kind of Wonderful, and the last one is just released March 29th, was Nobody But You. Lovely, beautiful, wonderful stories that really encompass a lot more than just the two main characters. Congratulations and kudos on this. It's really a fun series.
Thank you.
But Jill, I think most everybody knows you for Lucky Harbor. That seems to be the biggie. And I can't even remember starting that series because it was so long ago. And as I told you before, I've read all your books. So will you continue with Lucky Harbor?
You know, at the moment, I wrote 12 stories, 12 full-length stories, and I think three short Christmas stories. So
yes.
I feel like that's a very full series. I did my best to make sure each book stood alone because I didn't want people who aren't fond of long-running series to feel that they couldn't jump in at book 7 or 10 or whatever.
Sure.
There are 12 individual stories that people can go back and read. I never say never. And I do have ideas in my head for that story, for that series. I also have ideas in my head for Cedar Ridge.
I
haven't closed up any of my series, so I can always return to any of them.
It seems that you like to write in series, and it's nice because I'm glad that you bring characters from your previous books into your newer books. You don't feel like you've, even though they're standalone, I like the fact that you haven't forgotten. They haven't dropped off your world, you know,
they still live in my heart.
Yeah.
I always love to bring them in. But I always try to do it in a way that it won't matter which order you read the books. Each book has its own beginning, middle, and end. And so if you see the characters from previous books and current books, I try really hard not to give anything away about their story.
Absolutely. I want to talk about a book that I've had the opportunity to read that is just so gorgeous. It's called Sweet Little Lies.
Ah, that's what's coming next.
It's
a brand new series.
I think that you really are very, very happy with this book, aren't you?
Yeah, I love that book. It's the first one in the Heartbreaker Bay series, which takes place in San Francisco, and it comes out in June, so here's hoping people like the new setting.
So let's talk about this book. Give us the pitch without giving away too much, please.
Well, I'll tell you how I pitched the series to my editor. I've always written very small town, Lucky Harbor, Sunshine, yeah, which was in the Animal Magnetism series, Cedar Ridge, which is the current book. But I wanted to move to the big city and still give everybody the small town feel. So I centered this series around an old renovated building in the Cowhalla district of downtown San Francisco. So you're going to get the small town feel because everyone knows everybody in this building. On the bottom floor, there's retail, and the people live up on the upper floor. So we have people coming and going, and they're in each other's lives, much in the way that they were in Lucky Harbor or Cedar Ridge. So you'll still have that community feel, but we'll have the excitement of the city around them.
It is just a delightful story. Your heroine, Prue, is really a pretty cool character. She's a little bit different from anything I've ever read, and you and I read a lot of books. We've established that.
She's a tour boat captain. She drives a huge boat. I don't know very many women who do that.
I don't. It is so unusual, but it seems so natural when you fill in what her story is. It doesn't seem surprising at all.
Well,
and of course,
you know, the title is Sweet Little Lies, so she has a big secret.
Yes, she does.
And she needs to keep that secret.
Yes,
and
she does.
She can't seem to do that. Yes.
Yes, she does. No, she can't. But I love the hunky heroine too, Finn.
Yeah, he's not bad.
He's not. You know, I want to be in your brain when you're dreaming up these characters because you must have the best time.
I do. Especially with Finn. I mean, I have wanted to write a guy who owned a little pub for a long time. And so he owns this pub in the bottom floor of this building I was telling you about, O'Reilly. He's Finn O'Reilly. And he's kind of an alpha guy. He's always had to be. He raised his brother, who's kind of a screw up. And he thinks he's in control of everything until he meets this woman one night named Prue.
Well, for those of you who have not had the opportunity to go and check out Amazon or see this book jacket, I'm posting it on my Facebook page right now. When you see this book cover, you're going to immediately go. And are we doing pre-orders, Joel, for this one?
Yes, please.
Okay. This is the book for you to take a look at. It's called Sweet Little Lies. I do too. And it's perfect. It is a perfect rendition of who they are.
Yeah.
Of who they are. We have a caller waiting. He's been waiting since we went online. Would you mind taking a call?
Sure.
Hi, you're live. Who's this?
Barbara.
Hi, Barb. Say hi to Jill Chavez.
Hi, Jill.
Hey, Barb.
Pleasure phoning me.
Say it again, Barb.
I said it's a pleasure to finally meet her.
Oh, okay.
Nice to meet you.
Do you have questions for Jill?
No, I just wanted to say that I had picked up the new book. I've read her other books. I've worked all the way through Animal Magnetism. I worked my way through Lucky Harbor, and now I'm up in the resource area. And
you got to get Cedar Ridge, and then the next one to keep on your radar is going to be the new set of books that we were just talking about with Heartbreaker Bay, and that book is coming out in June. Is that right? Yeah, the end of June. It is called Sweet Little Lies. I promise you are going to adore this book, Barb, okay?
Well, I'm on the last book of the current series with...
Nobody But You.
Nobody But You.
Yeah, that's the current book. That's the one I thought this week. Well, I hope you love it.
I absolutely adore it, Jill. The only thing I think I love more than that is Dumbass.
Oh. The Witch?
He's one of my favorite puppy dogs.
Yeah.
Oh,
She's referring to Dumbass, which is my nickname for one of my daughter's dogs.
For your dogs, right.
Yes.
Okay, so I tell you what, Barb, we're going to send you an Amazon gift card so you can go ahead and pre-order Jill's new book, Sweet Little Lies, okay?
Oh, that's great.
Going to love that. Thank you.
Okay. All right, babe.
Nice
thank
you
Barb. For calling in. Bye, Barb.
Bye-bye.
Barb is a regular caller. She's when we found out you were coming on the show, she said, you have to tell me. You have to tell me. You have to tag. I said, I'll tag you with the event page so you won't forget. So to make sure she talks to you, she gets on right as soon as the show starts, which is a testament to just how huge your fan base is all around. What's next for you? You're finishing up. You finished Sweet Little Lies. Is the Heartbreaker series on your radar, or are you writing for somebody else in another one of the series?
No, I'm going to stay at Heartbreaker Bay as long as readers want me to. So I'm there to stay for a while.
Oh, boy. What a beautiful, beautiful series that is going to be. It really is. What do you have planned out? Are we going to meet some of the characters
yes.
in their own books
yes.
that were in
yes.
this one?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to meet them all.
Can you drop any hints, any
keys?
Oh,
sure. Okay, well, Sweet Little Lies is Prue and Finn, and when you read that book, you'll meet
yes.
Willa, who runs the dog
yes.
the dog grooming shop on the bottom floor.
Yes.
Her story is next,
yes.
and it comes out in October, and her subtitle is The Trouble with Mistletoe.
Ah, that I saw that one, too. Okay, very
yes,
good.
Yes, so that's book two.
Uh-huh.
I just turned in book three, and it's not quite titled yet, but it will be out for Valentine's Day.
Wow. How many books a year do you write, Jill?
Three or four. This year there's three with there's going to be a little Christmas novella in December, early in December, a little digital-only Christmas novella. So three full-size and then the novella. And then next year there will be the same thing. Exactly.
How wonderful. Are you in your space, in your zone where you're comfortable as a writer now?
Yeah, I think so. I've been here for a while. I'm really enjoying what I'm doing.
How long did it take you to get comfortable in that place where you are now?
I think the comfort level started with Lucky Harbor and the animal series, and it kind of found my groove with Cedar Ridge, and I feel like I'm still on the hit the stride, hopefully, with Heartbreaker Bay.
Well,
and
I'll tell you what, having read it, I can tell you you haven't lost anything. As a matter of fact, your writing has become more exceptional over the years.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome. I was particularly fond of the Wilder series because
it
was outrageously sexy. It really was.
It was.
But all of your books are. But like I told you before the show, I really, really, really like the animal magnetism. So I hope that's on your list to maybe address sometime again. Never know. You know, I'm sure you want to go.
I
you
did
go
some
forward.
Characters' stories untold.
Yes,
there
you did.
In
yes,
the animal series.
Would you mind taking another call? Hold on 1 second.
Oh,
I'm
no, not at all.
Okay. Area code 610, you're live with Jill Chavez. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jen.
Hi, Jen. Speak directly to Jill. She's with you on the air.
Hi,
doing,
Jill.
Jen?
It's so great to talk with you on the phone. I love your books.
Oh, thank you.
Animal Magnetism is actually my favorite series because I'm a mom to a fur baby. So I follow you online with
thank you very much.
Your animal antics.
And there are many.
Yes.
There are.
I was wondering if you were going to be coming east to do signings again. I live in Pennsylvania. And
I am. I will be in Chicago for the Book Expo of America, which is the middle of May. And then again in October, I'm doing a book signing at Nora Roberts Bookstore in Boonesboro.
Oh, great. I would love to meet you there.
Yeah, that'd be great if you showed up to one of those. I'll be putting those appearances up on my website this week, actually, so people will be able to see where I'll be.
Great.
And
thank
there,
you so
of
much.
Course, are, there's a couple big conventions coming up. So RT Book
yes.
Lovers is coming up, and
I'll
that's in Las Vegas. And then,
right,
that's a huge one. So
yep.
if you look at Jill's website, which is simply jillchavez.com, you will see that she has an appearance page. And as more things happen for her, she goes ahead and posts, Jen, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay,
thank
have you pre-ordered? Have you pre-ordered Sweet Little Lies yet?
No, not yet. It's on my to-be-read list, though.
Okay, I tell you what. If you send me a PM on my Facebook page, it's at 4PamStack. The number 4PamStack is how you'll find me. I'm going to send you a gift card so that you can go ahead and get her book, okay?
Okay, and repeat your...
you just got to... Well, I'm the host of the show, and if you look wherever you found this event, you'll see my imprint someplace, but it's the number
okay.
4facebook.com/4PamStack. All right, and send me a PM with your email address, and I will go ahead and send you a gift card so you can order Sweet Little Lies. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, and
bye
thank
now.
You for calling in. Bye. I love that. I love to give people gift cards to make sure that they read the book.
That's so sweet that you do that.
And I really want them to read them. I want them to read them, and I want everybody to remember the best thing, the nicest thing you can do for an author is to read their books and to please, please write a review, no matter what.
Well, why don't we give away a copy of Nobody But You to the next caller? I'll send it to them if they are
How about
interested.
That? Okay, I'm looking for Cindy, Valerie, Tabitha, Teresa to call in. That's our book review group, and they are so excited that you're here. To get a copy of a book from Jill, and I'm assuming you're going to sign it for them, Jill?
Yes, sure.
Okay,
yep.
Jill's going to sign 347-633-9609 to the next caller. Jill is going to send a signed book directly to you from her hot little hands in writing land.
We'll send Nobody But You, which is out right now.
There you go. Nobody But You is out. And it's a great book. I've read this series. You're going to love it. It's a fun, of course, what Jill Chavez book is not fun. So Jill, I have to ask you, and I was thinking I wouldn't bring this up, but I'm going to while we wait for callers. You have a habit of being kind of klutzy, having all
yes,
these accidental things happen to you.
Yes.
How are you doing with all that now?
I am still klutzy. I think that I'm not any different than anyone else. I just happen to find the humor and the ridiculous things that happen to people every day.
But you kind of do them in front of a lot of people, though. You do them in front of a worldwide audience. So it's a little bit different than, me having pratfalls than Jill Chavez having pratfalls in the airport in front of all the conventioners or something. Are you tiny? Are you short?
I'm pretty short, yeah.
Yeah. The closer to the ground, your center of gravity gets all screwed up. I don't care what anyone says.
Maybe that's what I'll tell people.
There you
I
go.
I think that lots of people have these things happen. I mean, I don't know if anybody else's dogs roll in bear poop every day like mine does, but...
No, I have to say that doesn't happen to... I have 5 cats and that doesn't happen to them. Oh, dear Lord. That is so funny. Yeah, I can't imagine that. I have 5 rescue cats. They stay inside for that very reason. Here in South Florida, I'm not so much worried about bear poop, but we do have, believe it or not, not Komodo dragons, but something like a, Komodo dragon, whatever they're called. We have those things all over the place, and alligators and giant snakes.
Yes.
I'm not going to have my cats be snake food. Yeah, I'm real close to the Everglades, so we have beasties out there that I'm keeping them all away from. Okay,
that's
we've
good.
Got our first caller. We've got callers lined up. Our first one is from area code 352. So let's go ahead and check in and see if this is indeed Teresa. You're live on the air with Jill.
Hi, Pam. Hi, Jill. How are you?
Hi.
Thanks for having me.
Teresa is one of our book reviewers. She is a power reader the way I am. She reads cross-genre and reads damn near close to 400 books a year also. And
wow.
She also is creates some of the best promotional items for readers and authors that I've ever seen in my life. Authors on the Air does work with her company, Poise Pen Productions.
Oh, that's nice.
So do you have a question?
I don't have a question. I'm just going to say I have been a reader for years. I love your books. I don't think I've ever read one that I didn't love. And
well,
I'm really looking forward to the new series.
I was just going to say, if you haven't read Nobody But You yet, I'll be happy to send it to you. You're the first caller. I would do that.
Not yet. It is on my wish list on Amazon, but I just haven't read that one yet.
Give Pam your address.
Just PM me. I know I have it somewhere, but just PM it to me again. So when we finish the show, I'm going to drop Jill an email and let her know who the callers were and everything. Okay. And you'll get that book.
I love your blog.
Thank you.
Following your adventures in the woods and with the dogs and the bears and the bikers and.
I love following her posts about all her daughter bringing home all the animals. I think that's the most fun.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
So, yeah. We are very close to the end of our show. Jill has given us a limited but brilliant time. So, Teresa, your book's going to go out. Let me answer the last call. And that's going to be Cynthia. Say hi to Jill.
Hi, Jill. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing, Cynthia?
I'm doing great. I'm fangirling here. I've never gotten a chance to talk to you before. I'm the director of reviews for Authors on the Air, and I was fortunate enough that Pam got Sweet Little Lies very early, about a month ago, and we saw each other 2 weeks ago, and she handed me the book and said, "You got to read this."
Oh, nice.
And I'd already read Nobody But You from Nat Galley.
Oh, good. I hope you like that one. That's the current one.
Sweet Little Lies.
That's one people can actually get right now.
Sweet Little Lies is joyous. It's a great book. So, Cindy, would you please pull up the copy of your review on that, and I'm going to go send it. I'm going to send it to Jill. Send me an email, and then I'm going to send it to Jill in an email, okay?
Sweet Little Lies?
Yes, please.
I'll be happy to.
Okay. If you send me that in an email, I'm going to send it to Jill. Sound like a plan?
I'll be happy to.
Okay. And
that was definitely a big one for me.
It was.
Oh, thank
you.
I'm glad you loved it.
We've got to get going because Jill has a short amount of time with us tonight. But thank you for calling in, Cindy. I really appreciate it. And have
a
good
night. Thank you, Jill. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jill, you're spectacular. I can't thank you enough for spending this half hour with me and talking to these lovely readers and talking about books. You're going to be on The Librarian, I know, when Sweet Little Lies comes out. And then you and I are going to set up a couple more interviews. And you'll come back in October also, because I definitely want to see that book. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Can find you on out there in the ether. Obviously,
JillsChalvis.com,
right?
Facebook.com/JillsChalvis. I'm at Twitter with the same thing, Instagram. I'm everywhere.
How good. So if we can't find you, you don't want to be found, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right. So there we go, everyone. Thank you so much. The wonderful, the talented, the
thank
brilliant,
you for having
the award-winning Jill Chalvis. And we'll talk again soon. Thank you, Jill. Good night.
Sounds good. Good night.
Bye-bye. And thank you for being with us tonight. Tomorrow, please join me when I speak to thriller and mystery writer Don Bruns, and on Friday, the most delightful James Anderson. This is a trademark copyrighted podcast solely owned by the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. Thank you for listening, and thank you, Mom and Dad. Good night.